Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
The next company we're going to talk about was founded in 1978, headquartered in Toledo, Ohio. We're talking about Marco's Pizza. It now has over 1,000 stores in 34 states, locations in Puerto Rico and the Bahamas. The company recently notes that it officially crossed the $1 billion mark in annual sales. So let's get more on the business, the growth, what's next. Let's bring in Tony Labardi. He is president and co-CEO of Marco's Pizza. He joins us on the phone from Florida. Excuse me. Tony, how are you?
Good afternoon, Carol. How are you?
I'm doing well. Tell me a little bit about the business and this achievement of $1 billion in annual sales. Why is this so significant for your story and your story going forward?
Well, really, Marco's brand is doing incredibly well during some very difficult times. The last 2.5 years, as you know, has been challenging. But we continue to grow. We continue to see same-store sales growth, unit growth, average unit volume growth year after year, and we're pretty excited about it. And really, by crossing the billion-dollar threshold, we're really now concentrating on what more can we do and be as a brand in our community. So we're establishing our new Marco's Foundation, which is really a charity foundation for our franchisees and team members to really be a positive difference in our communities, focusing on things like school and education, hunger prevention and nutrition.
All right, wait, slow down for a second. So I want to go. You've got a lot going on. I want to go back to the growth in the business.
Sure.
What is it? Is it just because if I think about fast food, fast casual, there's a lot of choices out there, and you know they're not all alike. I feel like the pizza sector, in addition to your local, you know, pizza places in various towns and cities, we certainly have a lot in the city. Yeah. There are some really well-known chains that, you know, and newer ones entering. So why do you think you're growing? Is it price point? Is it your demographic? What is it?
Well, I think it's all of that. We've had an opportunity just recently to become the fifth largest pizza chain. Congratulations to our franchisees. Mm-hmm. We've seen about a 36% sales growth in the last 2.5 years. And really, it started with our national advertising. We became a national brand on TV. This year, as an example, we're on TV for 32 weeks. We really focused on our digital footprint by rolling out a new app and working on our web page. And we were able to take our digital orders from 25% just 3 years ago to now 65% today. And of course, we've got a great product, and we're really the brand that very few people knew about. But as we continue to tell our story and we're out there with a great value proposition, getting people to try our pizza, we seem to be winning the fight.
And let's talk about delivery a little bit more. I see in the notes that you passed over that you've made big bets on the future with third-party delivery platforms. Talk to me a little bit about that decision to go that route.
Yeah, we actually were early adopters of the third party. We felt pretty strongly that that was accretive to our business. Those were different customers. When somebody was deciding whether or not they were going to have lunch or dinner and they went to a DoorDash or an Uber Eats, they weren't thinking about Marco's. And so we thought that it would help us. And it has, in fact. We've grown that part of our business by 610% between 2019 and 2021. And it's up 36% this year. So we'll do over $80 million in third-party aggregated sales. And it's been a big win. It's introduced our brand to a whole set of customers that didn't know who we were.
Hey, I got to ask you, Tony, one of the big things that we talk about with anybody who runs a company, and certainly in your space, inflation. We did see inflation prints that were much more positive, coming in less than expected, but they're still high. What are the inflation pressures that you are seeing when it comes to labor costs and to food costs?
Well, we're seeing what the rest of the industry is seeing. When we rolled through Q2, we had about a 21% increase in overall food costs.
Wow.
24% in Q2, and P7, it peaked at 29%. And you're right, we didn't see it go higher here in the recent P8, but 29% is still too high. It's about 500 basis points pressure on the bottom line for us. And while we've been taking some pricing to try to mitigate the inflation, we've really been focused on trying to just take modest increases to ensure that we continue to grow our market share. And that's been difficult, trying to balance the two of staying profitable for our franchisees, but at the same time, trying to be there for our customers in our communities as a real value for them during tough times.
Well, let's talk about the franchisees. Like Carol said, you know, you have many stores across the U.S., 33 states, so you really see a lot of the country there. And I'm curious, what is sort of the common denominator when you think about what the biggest sort of issues for your franchisees, or I'm going to mispronounce that, for the franchisees, what is the biggest problem right now?
Well, you know, it's funny. Every year is challenging, but 2022 has proven to be a more difficult year than 2020 or 2021. If you remember, we started with COVID in 2020. That was challenging, just getting stores open, being essential, trying to keep your team safe and keep the business moving. In 2021, we had the great resignation period. We're trying to find help through the summer months and through the fall and winter was extremely challenging, just again to keep normal operating hours. And so we've rolled that into 2022, and then here we go with wage increases and inflation. And I would tell you that the two biggest challenges for our franchisees today, one is retaining and finding good help to help them continue to grow their businesses, and then again managing their P&L to a point where we can continue our growth. And we've got about 240 or so new stores in development as we speak. We got about another 150 of those right behind it, and so we'll be a 1,500 store brand in no time. So really, we need people, and we focus on that every day, both in our recruitment efforts and our retention efforts, our cultural efforts, all those kinds of things.
Hey, Tony, just got about 25 seconds here. We often talk about recession, no recession. Based on what you're seeing and what consumers are doing, what would you say in terms of consumer spending and what the economy looks like here in the U.S.?
Well, I would tell you that they are looking for value. I would tell you that they are trying to feed their families on fewer dollars, and pizza is a great place for them to do that. They're being discerning in terms of number of items they're putting in their basket when they're purchasing, and so keeping a lid on price will mitigate the loss in the items sold, and people are just really trying to make ends meet.
I didn't hear recession, so no recession?
Well,
just quickly,
we're in one. If we believe we're in one, then yeah, it's coming. But pizza tends to do okay through recession, so it's not necessarily a huge concern for us.
All right, we got to run. Tony, thank you so much. Tony Lombardi, President and Co-CEO at Marco's Pizza.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum, powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.